Happy Sunday. This is Monica Pearson. You're listening to Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. I want to say ski-wee to my Alpha Kappa Alpha sisters who are here for the 67th Boule. And tonight there is a public meeting. It means it's open to anyone who likes to come at 6 o'clock at the World Congress Center. So you're going to be seeing a lot of pink and green all through this week as Alpha Kappa Alpha has its 67th Boule here in the city of Atlanta. Now, I'm a little concerned about tonight because that meeting starts at 6, so I would tell any of you who plan to come to it to get there early. Why? Because Black Lives Matters will have a rally at Centennial Olympic Park at 7 p.m. And a lot of the sorors are staying downtown and you might be walking to the venue or on a bus that has to go in or around Centennial Olympic Park. So if you want to get there on time, I would suggest you get an early start. And again, the Black Lives Matter rally at Centennial Olympic Park at 7 p.m. And on the show today, Commissioner John Eaves, chair of the Fulton County Commission, will be joining me later in the 1 o'clock hour to talk about what's happened all this week. And he'll be joined by Gerald Griggs, a criminal defense attorney. And you may remember he represented a woman who made an online threat to police and got arrested. Tommy Dorch, who's the former president of 100 Black Men of Atlanta, will be here today also to join in the discussion. But he'll also be here to talk about something else with Kevin James of the Atlanta Ice Cream Festival. It's coming up July 23rd. I'm going to tell you more about that. You want to keep listening because we're going to have some great conversation. I want you to call in with your comments. And I'm going to be giving away some tickets today. Not right now. Don't call me now. I'm going to be giving away some tickets for you to see Sheila E., Confunction, Lakeside, and the Mary Jane Girls on July 16th. So stay with me from 12 to 3. You're listening to Kiss. Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson. And this first hour, we're going to kind of do something light and fun and healthy. Although, they're going to have to explain to me how ice cream is going to be helpful at a health fair. My guests right now are Kevin James of the Atlanta Ice Cream Festival and Tommy Dorch, who is chair of the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority. And these two gentlemen have come together for an event that's coming up on July 23rd from 11 to 6 at Piedmont Park. This is the first time I've ever heard about the ice cream festival. Where have I been?
You've been hiding, I think, Ms. Pearson. You've been hiding from us.
So tell me, when and how did this get started? 6 years ago, Kevin, and how did you come up with the idea? Because you've always been in the hospitality industry in hotels.
Yes, I sure have. In fact, when I created the event probably 8 years ago, I really created the event as an opportunity to bring families to the park for a good old-fashioned fun day. You know, when you think about 8 years ago, the economy was not doing too well. So now we're in a different time today, and I was reflecting earlier, and really I wanted to do just that, bring families out for good old-fashioned fun in a fun-filled environment, but using my culinary background as an opportunity to attract everyone.
Okay, what kind of ice cream?
Well, you know, well, I tell you.
And is this hand-churned? Is this the kind where I used to sit on the porch and turn it?
I tell you, the major vendor there is Copeland's Ice Cream. Copeland's Ice Cream, he is a former engineer. And he has been so creative that he's created an ice cream machine using John Deere engines.
Come on.
Oh, yeah, clanking and cranking all day long. And it's fun. He even has a bacon ice cream.
So bacon ice cream?
Bacon, believe it or not, yes. Crumbled bacon. I think the official name is caramelized cinnamon maple bacon kind of. It's delicious from what I've been told.
Oh, you didn't try.
Oh, he had me eating some kind of ice cream last year that got me on the hook when it came to my office.
Well, I tell you, because we also have youth that we employ and encourage them to get out there and try their culinary spirits. So little ice cream dude, this little gentleman is probably 10 years old.
You're kidding.
Makes his own ice cream.
A 10-year-old?
And we'll be at the festival again this year. It's fun. It's fun to watch his enthusiasm.
As a young entrepreneur.
He is local. He's actually out of DeKalb County, I believe, over there near Stone Mountain area.
And he's already making his own ice cream.
He is. And I'm sure they're probably listening right now to your show.
And it's good.
It's really good.
It's very good. He's
going to put Häagen-Dazs out of business, right?
Oh, yes.
He's on his way.
So how did the Fulton County, Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority get involved, and why?
Well, I've known Kevin for a number of years from the hospitality side, and he'd been inviting me to the ice cream festival, and every time I had a conflict, I was out of the city. So last year was a perfect time. The Fulton LaCalle Hospital Authority has been engaged over the last few years of trying to take health to the communities. We own Grady Memorial Hospital and the health system, and we've been working to keep people from having to come to our emergency room by doing advanced screenings, education. We have 35 nonprofits. We fund over $1 million a year, and they go out. They service last year over 150,000 people. Kevin has been so successful that last year we had over 17,000 people at the ice cream festival. They've averaged anywhere in his earlier days of 10,000 up. So we thought while people are out having fun, let's make sure we take it to them, opportunities for screenings and for their health. And it was a perfect match for us. And so working with them, we came together. We agreed to be the presenting sponsor. We did advanced kind of marketing together with Kevin. And we had so many health providers and others who came and provided support at the ice cream festival. And we're going to step it up a little bit more this year. In addition to what he does on ice cream, there are people that are having exercise sessions and health sessions. I mean, it is phenomenal.
Well, the thing, I guess, that is hard for my little old mind to put together, the last time I looked at ice cream, it's full of fat, sugar, and is not quite a match for cholesterol checks.
Well, there are different kinds of ice cream, too, and there are even ice creams that are made without dairy products. I have a lactose intolerance. I love ice cream, and so I have to find the right kind of balance between there. But you'll find at the festival, they'll come from every kind of way. But then it's like growing up where mom said, well, give the kids just a little bit of sugar, not too much. So you have to have a little balance in it. But it's really, for us, it's where the masses are. And it's a family day. They have exercise that's going on all day in terms of kids.
So go eat ice cream and then go exercise.
And work it off. But it's a phenomenal family day. It's one of Atlanta's best kept secrets. And thanks to you, as you always have really shed the light on so many areas for us. And of course, with the 104, Kids 104 and what it does. And so for us to be here and to tell people, bring the family out. You don't have to eat ice cream if you don't want to, but be around good people, good environment, and we never had any problems out in Piedmont Park.
Does it cost anything?
You know, this event is actually free to the general public. Anyone can come.
Including the ice cream.
Enjoy. No. You will have to pay the vendors directly for the consumption component. But part of the design of the event was making it available for all families, no matter what their socioeconomic background was. That way you can come.
We're going to talk some more about it, sure. And I'm going to remind everybody, it's July 23rd. It's free, 11 to 6 at Piedmont Park, and it is the Atlanta Ice Cream Festival. We're going to talk about another thing that's going on, a collaboration. If you were a Grady baby, you're going to want to hear about this. But right now, because you all are so good and so sweet and so kind, I have something to give you. If you're caller number 14 at 404-741-0104, I am going to give you a pair of tickets to the Wolf Creek Funk Series Part 1. Now, who's going to be there on Saturday, July 16th? How about drummer Sheila E. She was bad she's so good. And then Confunction, Lakeside. And yesterday I kept hearing all the guys talking about wanting to see the Mary Jane Girls. So if you're calling number 14, you're going to this event on the 16th. And check out our event guide at Kiss104FM.com for more details. Call me. Kiss 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks. This is Monica Pearson. And who do you love? Well, let me tell you, if you are a native-born Atlantan, a badge of pride is to be able to say, I'm a Grady baby. And so my guests today are here, Kevin James from the Atlanta Ice Cream Festival and Tommy Dorch, who's chair of the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority, among other things. So what is this business about the Grady babies this year?
Let me tell you, Grady Memorial Hospital was the standard bearer of births in this, not just in this city, in this country. And there were days that people would say, if you have complications, you better hope you're at Grady, just as we talk about trauma. But Grady has produced some phenomenal babies.
Okay, and give me some names. Who are Grady babies?
You take Judge Marvin Arrington, who makes it clear that he's one. Deborah Lee. And then old crazy Jonathan Slocum. I mean, you talk about Grady. I can be walking, and I mention Grady, everybody with the whole, they light up and talk about, I'm a Grady baby. It is amazing the people who've been born at Grady. And so what we've decided on our 75th anniversary at the ice cream festival, we're going to do a Grady baby salute. The first 500 Grady babies who show up at Piedmont Park will get a special T-shirt.
Okay, how do you prove you're a Grady baby?
Well, we got a list of a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, we do. We have documented names of those people who were born at Grady, and we continue. One of the things we did about 3 years ago was we produced a second edition of Grady Babies, and so we got a lot of information then, and our staff at the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority has been working. And so what we're going to do is, we're going to give the Grady babies that we know T-shirts, but if anybody comes with a sense of pride and just want to say they're a Grady baby, we'll let the Grady babies deal with any folks who are not authentic. But it's going to be fun.
Now, you said there is actually a book?
Yeah, we the Fulton DeKalb Hospital Authority did another historical book on Grady. There have been some phenomenal doctors who have come through Grady. And you look at the tremendous work that's being done now at Grady. And we're fortunate to have the Morehouse School of Medicine and Emory School of Medicine as the two institutions that provide us with our doctors. And they are teaching institutions. For example, 1/3 of all trauma doctors in the southeastern region came from their training at Grady.
That's amazing.
And so we've had the impact. We're among the top four, we're the fourth largest safety net hospital in the United States. We run the poison center for the state of Georgia. We have one of the top burn centers in the country. And since we, about 7 years ago, started the Bernie Marcus Stroke Center with a gift from Bernie Marcus, we're among the top stroke centers in the United States. As a matter of fact, the more critical cases, not only in the metro area, in neighboring states, are sent to Grady because we have a phenomenal team. Let me tell you, I've been to Grady. I was in an accident where a certain bus ran a light and hit me. While I was not injured, and when the emergency people came, fortunately, I was right next door. And my wife was in the office, so she drove me to Grady, but they wanted to know, where you want to go? I said, Grady. Mm-hmm. I mean, I make no bones about it. I've been to Grady for so many, for checkups and other things. It is a phenomenal hospital and our system. And so our partnering here with the Atlanta Ice Cream Festival is a way for us to, again, promote family, because that's what Grady has been about. It's a chance to promote pride in the community and the Grady babies when you look at it. But the other thing is to let people know, this hospital, no matter what your economic status, and that's the one thing Grady is being, if you come to Grady, we're going to take care of you. And when you look at the indigent service, we treat more indigent patients are greater than all hospitals in the state of Georgia. Wow. It's a phenomenal hospital.
Well, I remember when late chairman of the DeKalb County Commission, Manuel Maloof, went there for his diabetes treatment.
And we have one of the top diabetes centers right now, too, at Grady. Pete Correll and all those have done a good job because we have a public-private partnership. You'll remember, I know, Monica, about 8 years ago, a little more than 8 years ago, we were really struggling. I was not on the board then. I was part of the chamber task force that was appointed to come look at Grady and do a review of what was the problem at Grady. The results of our study wasn't that Grady was mismanaged. Grady was never fully funded because Fulton and DeKalb County Commissions were the only people really putting money into Grady other than federal funds. And as a part of the public-private partnership, looking at the great work of Pam Stevenson and Michael Russell and Pete Correll and Tom Bell and the late Michael Hollis and all, they came together. And today, Grady is strong. We've raised over $340 million. We have the state-of-the-art equipment. We have the best doctors. And we have a reserve that helps us to ensure that Grady's going to be here. We serve 112 counties, Grady does, and still only Fulton and DeKalb are the ones who step up and provide the other support.
Well, you know, Grady's one of my favorite places because that's where I used to be a volunteer through the Atlanta Junior League.
Oh, yes.
And I still have my blue Grady car.
I love it.
I got one when I was there. Well, we're going to continue this conversation some more. And then around 1:30, we're going to start talking about what's happened in the city of Atlanta over the past week, as well as what's happened in Dallas, Minneapolis, and Baton Rouge. So I want to remind you of one other thing. If you like movies, how about a free night at the movies? The Kiss Crew and McDonald's, we're going to be at the Riverdale Town Center on Friday, July 15th for Kiss at the Movies. And the movie is Creed, so please remember this is rated PG-13, so some scenes may be inappropriate for children under 13. I do have to remind you that this is sponsored by McDonald's and Metro PCS. If you want to visit your local Metro PCS for your chance to win the best seats in the house. But do not bring outside food or coolers, okay? Remember that. So we'll be back in a minute with more discussion. You're listening to KISS 104, Atlanta's best R&B and throwbacks.